The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small, and I have Rob Joyce from Hobnail, which is a Wellington institution, a musical institution. Nice to have you on the line, Rob.
A pleasure to be here, Chrissy. Nice to chat.
Yeah, and look, you guys are coming, you've already played Picton, but you're coming through to play the Nelson Tasman region.
Yeah, we had some great shows last week, and that was the start of our tour for our new album. We have an album called Three Part that we've just recorded, which is a bunch of songs by other people for the first time. I think it's about our eighth album, and we've always done one or two cover versions on our albums, but we decided this time around to record a whole bunch of songs by Australian and Kiwi songwriters, some of our favourite songwriters. So we've got songs like by Don McGlashan, Dave Dobbin, Barry Saunders of the Waratahs, and a bunch of Australians, Cole Chisel. There's a Cole Chisel song on there. So that across a range of things there. So we started, had some great shows last weekend, and really looking forward to getting back over to Tasman this weekend.
Yeah.
Have done many shows in that area, at the Boathouse and at the Muscle Inn, and now we've got a first time at a place at Ruby Bay. So very much looking forward to the whole thing.
Yes, so that you're playing the Ruby Bay store on Sunday.
That's right.
And over in Golden Bay on the Saturday night, is it?
That's right, yeah. Saturday night at the Muscle Inn, Friday nights at the Boathouse.
Okay,
catching
all right.
The ferry over on Friday, assuming the weather stays reasonably stable for us.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Rob, tell us a bit about Hobnail. You're doing covers on this tour, but do you do any originals?
Oh, yeah, tons. Like we've recorded, as I said, I think eight original albums, or predominantly originals.
Yep.
I'm the prolific songwriter, or the obsessive songwriter, I say, amongst the band. But we try and share vocals around. So there's Hamish and Joe. So we're playing mostly as a three-piece these days. Over the years, we've gone from anywhere from a duo to a six-piece, depending on circumstances. But we've settled on the three-piece for a lot of our travelling these days. And we've all played together for 30 years. We started playing together. So we have some history. I'm trying to do the math, but with eight albums, that's about 80 to 90 songs we've recorded so far, and I'd say a good 60 does be originals, and we still own up to some of them, and yeah, so there'll certainly be some of our own stuff in the show as well. There's some songs that I know that people will be familiar with that have been to our shows before. We've got some, you know, crowd favourites things, so there's a song called Maria's Last Words and String Things and Good Night, which is a classic. It's been covered by many people over the years, which is always gratifying. So yeah, a bit of both, but certainly some familiar things too for people who haven't heard our songs before.
Yeah. Oh gosh, so you've got quite a long history of 30 years of active service you've put up on your promo. And so tell us a bit about the players that are in your band.
So Joe Moyer is a violin player, sort of midway between a violin and a fiddle player. There is a distinction, and Joe kind of covers both territories depending on the song. So she can play some songs like a one-person string quartet. She's quite phenomenal at that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but can rip a fiddle solo. And she sings lovely vocals as well. Hamish Graham's a bit more of a multi-instrumentalist. He'll play some percussion and a baritone guitar and guitar. Baritone guitar is just a guitar that's tuned quite deep,
yep.
Acoustic guitars. And then I play acoustic guitar and mandolin. We all sing lead vocals at different times, and we do a lot of three-part harmonies, hence the name of the album, calling it Three Parts. That's one of the things. And if we're doing other people's songs, there's really no point just doing a straight-up cover version of somebody else's song. We want to kind of give it our own colour. So the harmonies is one of the things that we try to lean into.
Great.
And love singing harmony. And that's one of those things we've worked on a great deal over the years, to just get work on our harmonies and make sure there's a thing, you know, when harmonies are locking in together, it's a beautiful thing to listen to and a beautiful thing to be able to do. And we try and get it right most of the time.
Yeah.
We do our best.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds great, and you know, the sort of audiences that come to Ruby Bay Store love that. So you
Excellent.
Know, it's you know, because it's such an intimate venue.
Yeah,
being there, it's not a pub, which is good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you're not trying to compete.
Kind of away a very long time ago.
Our
early days were spent in Irish bars. We toured, I was going to say, around New Zealand. We toured all over the world, actually. We did a whole bunch of stuff in North America and Europe. Sort of started out in New Zealand, definitely playing the Irish bars. But when we went overseas, we played more folk clubs and we did some folk festivals, and that kind of broadened our attitude to what we could and should do. And so we've widened that. It's a long time since we've spent too much time in any kind of bar. So we love that. The audiences that are listening, basically, and we work hard to make it rewarding for those listeners. So yeah, love to hopefully we'll get some people. We had some full houses last weekend, so that was, you couldn't ask for a better way to start a tour. So hopefully they'll turn out this weekend as well.
Yeah, so you've got the Boathouse in Nelson on the Friday night, the Muscle-In, which is
on Event Finder,
right? And the Muscle-In, of course, which is the ultimate venue for musicians because they put you up in their beautiful home.
Yeah, and we're quite the fans of the beer that they make there. Pretty much.
Oh, that's good because the Ruby Bay store also sells those beers. All right.
We'll try and keep ourselves under control Saturday night, so we've still got some energy. We've got some room for a beer on a Sunday night after we're done.
Absolutely.
We're playing Sunday afternoon at the Ruby Bay, aren't we?
Let me have a look at the time there. You are playing 4 p.m. the music starts. So
yeah, I love an afternoon show on a Sunday. That should be good.
Yeah,
fun.
So doors open at 3 p.m. there, so it's a nice little venue to come along.
Beautiful.
To. And after the show, people can, of course, grab some fish and chips from the Ruby Bay kitchen and head home. So, you know, it makes
Excellent.
It a nice little planned day or afternoon for people. Yeah. No, oh, Rob, that's great. And look, it'll be great to see you and hear the group this coming weekend in the region. So travel well on that Cook Strait ferry. We don't want it to be the Crook Strait ferry.
Definitely not.
I've done many horizontal trips on that boat. And travel safely. Will you be playing on the boat as well?
We do, yes. God bless the Inter-Islander. It helps make it possible these days. The cost of transporting a band across the strait would pretty much chew up everything we made and it wouldn't be worthwhile. So, yeah, we do play.
Yeah.
It gives us a bit of a rehearsal on the way over as well. So we will hit the ground running when we get to the Boathouse on Friday. Yeah, so I think I've added it up. I've played on the ferry more than 100 times over the years.
Great.
To and fro to the South Island many, many times. Love it. You know, just have been coming to at least once a year to Tasman region.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great place that you live in. Yeah.
I'm sure, look, the Inter-Islander makes it so much easier for musicians to traverse the country without that.
It makes it possible, honestly, Dave, without the support of the Inter-Islander that way. There's a lot of us, we just wouldn't do it because it would be cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great thing that they do there.
Yeah, and the public would miss knowing what's happening with our talent in this country, which would be a real loss if that ever changes.
Yeah, you would notice a big difference. There would just be a whole lot of stuff, North Island things, that wouldn't get to the South Island.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So, yeah, good on them. Good on them. Long run.
Yeah, love the Inter-Islander. Excellent. Okay, well, look, you take care and we will be seeing you very soon.
Looking forward to it very much, Chrissy. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, and if people want to book for the Ruby Bay store, there's the Ruby Bay store website. So rubybaystore.co.nz. Go online and book now. We'll leave you now with a little bit of Hobnail and their popular song, Good Night.
May your future look brighter than ever before, and may all that is wrong turn out right. Good night. All right, okay, there's only so much we can play. A verse and one chorus more, but then we'll be gone. Finish up your beer and your wine. Hurry up, take your time. And if you've not had enough, well, you know there's always tomorrow. May your troubles be gone as you walk out the door. May your future look brighter than ever before. And may all that is wrong turn out right. Good night. May your winters be short and your summers be long. May wherever life takes you be where you belong. Would the last one to leave here please turn out the light. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.